This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. It is the first ever least popular debate that has ever happened. I mean, the least popular presidential candidates in U.S. history are going to be debating tonight. And, you know, normally I'm not interested in presidential debates unless third parties are involved. But I gotta say, this one's kind of interesting to me. With you in studio tonight here for Free Talk Live, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
You can join the show here and share your thoughts with us, not just on the debate, are you going to watch or not, and why not, or why. What are you looking forward to, if anything, in this? You can share your thoughts here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And where will the third-party candidates be tonight? We've got the news about the locations of Gary Johnson as well as Jill Stein from the Green Party. Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party candidate, Green Party candidate Jill Stein.
No word from Daryl Castle,
the Constitution Party candidate. Did you look just to make sure?
I have not looked, but you know, most of the things have just been popping up in my news feeds.
Has he been included in any of the polls?
He has not.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to update you on all that coming up here tonight. And if we get the chance in the 9 o'clock hour, that's the third hour of the show, so Eastern time, we're on 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern. And the 9 o'clock hour is when they're going to be debating. So that's when it starts. It's going to be, I guess, live streamed on CNN.com. We might pick up some of the audio here, play some of it on the air, and then respond. So that's something that we've done occasionally throughout the years, like during during a debate or during a State of the Union address or something. We'll just kind of play some of the audio from that and then use that to just talk about whatever the issues are that they happen to be discussing, which, of course, whatever it is that they're saying will likely be completely outrageous and something that libertarians and liberty-minded folks will be absolutely bristling at and upset about. So, I mean, it's going to be a hard debate to watch from that aspect, given that there's no one representing the ideas of freedom. But, of course, what's new? I mean, that's how the debates have been throughout their history. Back in the mid-1990s, of course, is when they started to make it very, very difficult for third parties to join in these debates. It was after the Ross Perot presidential candidacy in 1992.
And one thing that's interesting, and I'm glad you brought up Ross Perot, one thing interesting about 1992, and you probably don't remember this because you're a couple years younger than me, Perot had dropped out for a couple of months.
And he came back in,
and then he came back in, and it was actually October 1st when he rejoined the race. He was polling between 7 and 9%. And he was allowed to debate because the 15% requirement did not exist.
It came after Perot. They figured out a way to keep people like Perot out. And
right. They didn't even have the 15% requirement when he ran again in 96.
Oh.
They did not add that requirement until the year 2000.
Oh, wow. I thought that was the mid-90s when they added that.
No, it was 2000.
So how did he not debate in 96 then?
Because their criteria of we're not hearing people say they want to hear from him. So, you know,
so it was just completely arbitrary then.
It was completely arbitrary.
I mean, it's still arbitrary in that they've arbitrarily selected 15%.
Well, and they also they select the polls that they want to use.
So they select the most favorable towards their candidates, the Republican and the Democrat. So there's a lot to say about these debates. They're starting again tonight, the first one at 9 p.m., and we'll stream some of it here on Free Talk Live if we get the chance. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first here, so you can share them with us at the toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm.
And a search on Google returns absolutely nothing
about
as far as what Daryl Castle is doing tonight. He will be on the ballot in 24 states, and he has write-in status in 10 more. And I think there might be a couple states that he's not on the ballot on.
So wait, he's only on in 24 states?
24.
So that's not enough to win, right? Don't you have to be in like 36 or something like that?
Well, it depends on what states they are.
Right. So when you include the, and he actually is on the ballot in enough states to where, you know, he passes that 270 electoral vote threshold.
So if he won all 24 states, he could, in theory, win the election, is what you're saying?
He would win the election.
Okay.
And then when you add in the states where he has write-in status, and then there's a few states that do not have write-in declarations where they claim all write-ins are valid, that those states aren't counted into the write-in certified states, if that makes sense. So people in, you know, most of the country will be able to vote for Darryl Castle if they want to.
So we'll, of course, take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind tonight here. Obviously, a lot of people, there's estimates that there may be 100 million Americans, a third of the United States, that will tune into these debates tonight. Melanie, you describe yourself as an anarchist. Would you, were you not sitting in the Free Talk Live studio, would
Absolutely
you watch?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because there is no reason for it. Because it's the same reason I don't watch reality shows.
Okay, fair enough.
I just... It may be one. I'm not sure.
It may be a reality show.
Yeah, and even if it's not, even if it is real, I mean, we pretty much know where they both stand or don't stand. There's no reason to put yourself through that at all whatsoever.
Here's a reason. The drinking game. There are rules for the 16 rules. For the 2016.
There's so many to keep track of.
Right, you know what? I've drank a lot in my life, and I've never needed anything like that to help it along. There are a lot less painful drinking games you can engage in.
Well, and they do say that some of these rules here could just be the only rule that you go by. So you could, you know, like have
a group of friends. Well, if not, you'll die of alcohol poisoning.
Right.
Right, so have a group of your friends, and each one has a few of these to go by.
I see.
Every time Donald Trump refers to the success of one of his businesses or his negotiating acumen, you take a drink. No, this one
will
probably get you drunk all by itself.
Who deserves credit for this?
OutkickTheCoverage.com.
Never heard of them.
Nor have I.
Good for them.
But I did a search, and because I saw something on Facebook earlier today, debate drinking game, so I just did a search, and it was the top one. When Hillary directly or indirectly calls Trump a bigot or racist or calls his supporters bigots or racist.
Okay, this will be good.
Okay, these aren't ways to get drunk. These are ways to die.
Wait, okay, so I like this so far. You're through two of the 16. We'll do some more here in a moment. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We've got Cameron. He's in California. I believe in the Lake Isabella area, listening to KVLI. Hey, Cameron.
You're right. Yeah, did you hear they changed the format tonight for the debates? A little different?
No, tell me about that.
Yeah, they're going to stand 3 feet away and have a food fight, and the winner is president.
Uh-huh.
Little joke. No, I'm going to watch it. I don't have TV service, but I'm going to have to take a bottle of vodka down to my friend Tom's and go from there. But I'm voting for Johnson.
All right, very good. So why are you watching? Is it just for the entertainment value of watching Trump?
Yeah, they're both establishment jokes, so yeah, it's entertainment. See who gets to be made bigger fool of. I think that's all of my friends are just going, forget it.
Cameron, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's sprinkle these drinking games
and
in here.
There's a follow-up to if Hillary calls or refers to Trump as a bigot or a racist or his supporters as such.
Mm.
If Trump follows up by countering that Hillary is the actual racist because he loves minorities more than she does, you take a shot.
I don't think shots would be a very good idea because I think, like Melanie said, that could lead to death.
Because it's, what, an hour long, hour and a
hour
half
and a half
long? I mean, drinking alcohol for an hour and a half long straight will kill most people.
Depending on what kind of alcohol you're drinking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you were to lower it to, like, maybe some beer
or some wine. Drink some twisted tea.
Yeah, something lightweight in comparison to hard liquor. You may survive.
I mean, even still, if you sit down and drink malt liquor for an hour and a half, Like, that might not nobody, kill you like shots would, but
nobody
it's,
should do that.
What's
it's
the percentage
harmful.
On? What's the alcohol percentage on malt liquor?
5%, same as beer.
Okay, toll free number.
I thought it was more.
Yeah. For some reason, thought it was more, too. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but Melanie, you're the expert in the room. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts on the debate or whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free and join us here on the radio waves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you in studio. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
The debate of the, I don't know, century so far is coming up here tonight. And I got to say, I wouldn't normally watch a presidential debate unless third parties were involved. But this one promises to be at least entertaining, because if Donald Trump's involved, there's a good chance there will be an entertaining factor.
He'll say something stupid. He'll say something that CNN will have to bleep out. and those will be two completely different things.
Now, wait. CNN's a cable channel. They don't have to bleep him, do they?
They don't have to, but they probably will.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe because families are viewing.
Right.
You know, you really shouldn't subject your children to politicians, in my opinion. But
yeah, because you don't want your kids to hear bad words, but it's okay if they hear about your plan for world domination. That's cool.
Right. So that's coming up here tonight. We'll play some of it on the air for you in the third hour of Free Talk Live. Also, still to come, more of the debate drinking game. Daryl, you've got 16 things to listen and or watch for in the debate, and we'll share some more of those on the way here. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, and our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. Plus, if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, then you can do that by going to saveitpurse.com. I just saved, I believe it was 20% on a pack of toner for the printer here in the LRN.FM studio. And if you know how expensive ink is, you know that 20% is a huge savings on that. You could save more than 20%. You just have to be patient, willing to wait. If you want to save less, you'll get it sent to you even faster. It took me several days to get that, and I had to bring down the price from 25. Nobody bit at 25. So you're kind of entering your products that you want to buy at Amazon into a marketplace where people are willing to pay for the Bitcoin that you have. Oh, yeah, that's the catch. You've got to have Bitcoin in order to get these incredible deals from saveitpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Go there, get started. It's super easy to use the site. I've been on it for almost 2 years now and have saved well over $1,000 on purchases that I otherwise would have made anyway. So you're likely going to have to buy something online soon enough. You're probably going to buy it from Amazon. Why not save 10, 15, 20% easily over at saveitpurse.com? That's saveatpurse.com. CNN says it could be the greatest political show on earth. With a tight election on the line, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton will face off in just hours at their first presidential debate, a battle 18 months in the making that is emerging as the most hotly anticipated moment in modern U.S. political history. And also the most disgusting moment, because people are frustrated with these candidates. Americans, by and large, not happy with their choices this time around. They're the least popular presidential candidates in the history, at least that we know of U.S. presidential history. So with the audience rivaling that of the Super Bowl, perhaps around 100 million Americans will be glued to their televisions, smartphones, and social media when the rivals rip off the gloves at 9 p.m. Eastern. The debate marks a rare shared experience for a country deeply divided along political lines and fragmented in the media that they consume. Suspense has been building for weeks, given the huge political stakes of an increasingly competitive election, and Trump's wild card antics, which will test Clinton's fact-checking skills, means no one can predict how the showdown at Hofstra University in New York will unfold. The rivals spent Monday preparing for their big battle. Clinton took part in mock debates with her tart-tongued former aide playing Trump. In one practice debate, the aide, Mr. Philip Raines, assumed the character of the unpredictable Trump by praising Clinton for her role as a pioneer for women, said campaign sources. The Republican nominee, on the other hand, has watched videos of Clinton, but his preparation has been less intense than his opponent's, in keeping with his more freewheeling style. He did not hold mock debates, for instance, with someone standing in for Clinton. It also emerged on Monday that there is no written agreement setting out the terms for the debates between the campaigns. Now, that sounds shocking to me.
It does, because every other debate hosted by the CPD has had some kind of agreement to where everything was scripted out.
Down, not only that, but like they have an agreement down to like the temperature of the auditorium. These are the things that they come to a memorandum of understanding in the initial phases of figuring this whole
right.
debate
and that
out.
Memorandum of understanding also generally includes a clause saying that you will not participate in any other debates outside of the CPD-hosted debates.
So, you know, it's not clear what this means. When it says that there's no written agreement setting out the terms for the debates between the campaigns, does that mean that the candidates have not signed the agreement you're talking about where, okay, well, if we're going to be in the CPD debates, the Commission on Presidential Debates, which are the debates that are held, then we agree to not go, or I, as a candidate, agree to not be in another debate. Would that be separate from an agreement between the two campaigns? Would that be an agreement that would be individual with the Commission on Presidential Debates? Are we talking about more than one agreement here?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't either, and it's not made clear in this story. So they talk about the stakes being monumental and how the polling numbers are showing both candidates being relatively neck and neck at this point. And now this is coming up in just a few hours. I'm not going to get into the rest of their analysis, but you know, what about the third party candidates? What about Gary Johnson? What about Jill Stein? The two third party candidates who are being included in some of the national polls, which is kind of an unusual thing in the first place. I remember the previous elections, it was hard to find polls that would list the third-party candidates. Do you think, Daryl, that there are more polls that are actually bothering to list the third parties this time around? Because that's how I feel, but I don't know if that's true.
I think there might be a few more that are including them, but I do know that in years past there have been organizations that have included them.
Right.
I just think, and I'm going to use a sports analogy here, so forgive me. I think in a lot of ways, the presidential election, as it relates to minor party candidates, is a lot like college football with the teams outside of the so-called Big Five conferences, to where if you go undefeated one year, you might break into the top 25. But then you've got to win every game the next year to wind up being in the top 10. Mm. And then they want you to go undefeated a third year before they even consider you for one of the big bowl games.
Huh.
And, you know, like there are teams in the Big Five conferences. Oh, yeah, they lost a game, but it was the first game of the season, and it was by 2 points, and so here's all these excuses, and they're in the championship game. And then you've got this undefeated team that, you know, they're in a bowl game, but not the championship, because, well, they're not in one of the major conferences. But that's how the presidential elections are. I think that a lot of the companies that are including Stein and Johnson would not necessarily be doing that this year had Stein and Johnson not also been the presidential candidates 4 years ago.
Really? You think that kind of laid the, the padding or the pavement for them on that?
Yes.
Toll-free number
two. And, of course, I have absolutely no way to, prove my theory here. Because, you know, the only way to prove it is to build a time machine, have an alternate universe where they're not the candidates this year, and then see who winds up being included in polls.
Yep. It's hard to do apples-to-apples comparisons with politics like that. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in here. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Coming up here on Free Talk Live, what will Gary Johnson and Jill Stein be doing during this presidential debate that is coming up later tonight?
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free here and join us. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype in here at the username lrn.fm. Where will the third-party candidates be tonight during the presidential debate? The first one to happen here in 2016 between the Democrat and Republican nominees, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, but the third-party candidates who are qualified on enough state ballots to theoretically win the election, should they get enough votes, are going to be excluded. And that's because the Commission on Presidential Debates has decided to basically make it as difficult as possible for third parties to be included, because they really don't want the American people to hear any other options, any other thoughts on how things should be done in D.C., even though on this show we don't necessarily get excited about either of the other third-party candidates, the Libertarian and Green Party candidates.
Those are the two major of all of the other party candidates.
There are a few others. There's the Constitution Party, and I saw Rocky De La Fuente.
Rocky De La Fuente
is on the ballot in New Hampshire.
The Reform Party and American Delta Party.
Whatever
his label here, he created a party label. called American Delta Party. I don't know why he came up with that name, but that's the name. That's the ballot label he will be using in New Hampshire. Some states.
How many did he get on?
I don't know, but I can find out.
Okay, just curiosity. It's not that important. But tonight, it's just going to be the two main parties. They're going to lock out as many of the other candidates as possible. And odds are good they're not going to be in any other debates, because even though there are at least two more, I believe, scheduled, so I've heard.
Two more CPD scheduled, and I think Free and Equal is trying to organize something, but I don't know.
A third-party debate? Because they did that before, right?
They did that 4 years ago, where they actually had two debates 4 years ago, mm-hmm. to where the first debate they had four candidates on stage. They invited six, but of course, Romney and Obama refused. So they had Rocky Anderson of the Justice Party, Virgil Good of the Constitution Party, Gary Johnson of Libertarian Party, and Jill Stein of the Green. Mm-hmm. Those four debated, and then there was a popularity contest to see who would go on to the final debate, and it was Gary and Jill.
So let's get a few more drinking game rules in here. We'll sprinkle those in throughout the show here tonight. You started with, the first three, I think we got?
The first two with a follow-up to rule number two.
All right. Pick up on
if
three.
If Donald Trump mentions Bill Clinton's affairs while in the Oval Office, take a drink.
You see, now you got to hand it to Donald Trump. I saw the headlines about Jennifer Flowers. Apparently, he invited Jennifer Flowers, who's, I guess, one of the women Bill Clinton had sex with. I remember her name from back in the day, but I don't remember the details.
Allegedly, he sexually assaulted, I believe.
Okay. And this was during his marriage to Hillary Clinton as well.
Yes.
Apparently Trump actually invited Jennifer Flowers to the debate to sit, like, in the front row or something like
that. Yeah, I saw something about that.
And I guess she accepted.
And that brings us to the follow-up to Rule 3.
Okay.
Or drinking game Rule 3. If Trump accuses Bill Clinton of rape and Hillary of covering it up, take a shot.
All right.
When Hillary references Donald Trump's bankruptcies or refers to his business as unsuccessful, take a drink.
All right.
The Hillary camp is convinced this is the way to make Donald Trump lose his temper, which, to be fair, is pretty interesting because Trump has run his entire campaign furious at the entire world. When has he ever not lost his temper? They say when Trump uses the word huge.
Yeah, I figured that one would be in there.
Drink. If he refers to his huge manhood.
Is that something he does? Melania. What happened there? Go ahead.
He has been known to do that, yeah.
And also point out the fact that I don't have tiny hands. Although, somebody did some digging, and they found his handprint in one of these places, and they sketched it out, and then they did the size thing of if you're X number of inches tall, you know, your hand proportionally should be so large, and found out that he does have below average hands for his height.
Which suggests that he has a small penis, right?
That's the claim, okay. Yes. If he refers to his huge manhood, stands up, drops his pants, swings it around like a helicopter, this may seem uncouth.
If he does
but
that,
it probably
I might vote for
wins him Florida. What'd you say?
I said if he does that, I might vote for him.
So for that one, do you like drink a whole bottle of wine?
Whatever's in front of you. Just finish your drink.
What number are we on? I'm losing track here.
That's number five.
Okay, now we're
every
number
time
six?
Number six. Okay. Every time Hillary mentions Barack Obama, take a drink. And then they have a little.
Oh yeah, she's gonna want to make it look like she is the next, you know, anointed one for this.
And remember that 8 years ago when Hillary and Obama were running against one another
for the
Democratic nomination, they said horrible things about each other. They each said that the other was not fit to be president. Now she knows that she needs the black vote. So it's possible that she will wind up embracing Obama as much as possible.
Well, she needs every vote she can get. At this point, it is, according to the polls, tied up. But again, as we've seen, the polls don't even mean anything.
Well, not only that, you can't look at the national poll and then try to determine who's going to win.
No, it never works.
Well, there are 51 different elections that happen. And actually, arguably, 52, 3, 4, 5, 56.
So like Puerto Rico and Guam? And
no, because Maine and Nebraska use a district method for apportioning their electors. So if you win a single congressional district in Maine or Nebraska, you get one elector.
Okay.
And then if you win statewide, you get two. So the 50 states plus D.C. plus add on the five congressional districts in Maine and Nebraska that are essentially their own elections.
Huh.
But you had asked the question about where are Jill Stein and Gary Johnson going to be?
Yeah.
Jill Stein was escorted off the premises of Hofstra University a couple hours ago.
Interesting.
4 years ago, she was arrested for disorderly conduct and handcuffed to a chair at Hofstra University.
Wow.
She tried her luck again this year, but was simply escorted off campus.
Well, now, there's apparently a warrant out for her arrest as well.
In North Dakota.
Okay.
Right. See, I gotta, even though she's a communist, I kind of got to respect her, because whatever she's saying, she means it. And that's more than I can say for, I think, anyone else running right now. But
yep. Gary Johnson's nowhere to be found in comparison. I read a story saying he's 30 miles away. There is an ABC News piece here. He's 30 miles away. He'll be watching the debate on television at the Twitter head offices in Manhattan. I don't know if it's their head office, but it probably is if it's in Manhattan. And he's going to have a Twitter handle with which he will be able to tweet whatever it is he wants to. So perhaps he will respond to some of the questions via Twitter, which, of course, will limit him to 140 characters. He'll be a lot briefer than the candidates on stage. Whether there's going to be video of Johnson or not, I don't know. You were telling me, Daryl, that Jill Stein's going to be streaming.
There will be video of Jill Stein on both Twitter and Facebook, where she will be using Periscope on Twitter and Facebook Live. And she is actually going to be using this to insert herself into the debates. So she will be, presumably listening to the question, giving her response, and then if there's follow-ups, I'm guessing she will respond to those. I'm really not sure. But hopefully sometime during this 9 o'clock hour, we'll be able to, catch a glimpse of it.
Bob Barr did that back when he ran.
Did a live stream?
He did. He did a debate where he paused the debate and then answered the questions as if he was there.
Was it live when the debate was happening, or was that later?
Yeah, it ended up being delayed because he was pausing it, but yeah, it was
live. I see. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more of the debate drinking game rules coming up, and you can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up what you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Estimated 100 million Americans going to be watching the debacle, the debate that's going to be on the air tonight, apparently on CNN. We'll air some of it here on Free Talk Live and give you some commentary, although we'll also go to your calls and thoughts, because you can call in, take control of the airwaves, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. And I also want to let you know about the Free Talk Live listening lines. There's an on-demand audio listen line that you can call up any time of day or night. As long as your phone can dial long distance, you can call this number. It's 641-793-9660. Now, if you pay for long distance, you probably don't want to call that number. But if you get unlimited free long distance, with like most cell phone packages have these days, lots of landline packages have that. If you're getting unlimited long distance, this will cost you nothing. And you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live, as well as close to a dozen shows from LRN.FM, in addition to the LRN.FM live feed. It's all there at 641-793-9660. Plus, you can leave us a voicemail. We played one of the voicemails that we received last night on the air. So we might just play your voicemail on the air. If you got something to say and you can't call us during the live show, this is another option for you. 641-793-9660. Choose the show you want to listen to. And then while you're listening, if you decide you want to leave a voicemail, you can hit zero. And then we'll get that voicemail in our email box. Let's go to Jeff in Rollins, Wyoming. Coming up, though, more of the drinking game rules.
Yes.
For tonight's debate. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Sorry if I'm changing the subject.
No, it's Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything you want. So
please change the subject.
Go right ahead.
So what I was wondering about is regarding the Tor browser.
Yeah, the Tor browser, that stands for the Onion Router. It is an anonymizing system for the Internet, supposedly. Although right now there is some question as to how the federal government was able to basically break its anonymization in a recent investigation that they conducted on a child pornography website. But generally, people consider Tor to be an anonymizing option for the Internet. Go ahead.
So I just got it, and I was just spinning them around, and I ran into a forum, and it directed me to a website that's actually on the ClearNet or the regular internet.
Right.
And what it said kind of disturbed me was basically it is known that you're using Tor, like that's not a hidden thing. And I guess
when you say that, you mean that if you're connected to Tor, that like your internet provider would know that you're connected to Tor based on the ports or whatever that you're opening up.
So my question is this article was saying that the FBI is they are going to start issuing warrants to do searches on Tor users, and that would be their probable cause. And I was just wondering if you'd heard that, or if there's any validity to that.
Just to clear something up here, you're saying they would get a warrant to search a Tor user just because they're using Tor? I'm not sure if that's going to be considered probable cause.
Yeah, that doesn't apply. They'd have to have something else.
Now, this sounds like something that I had actually brought in for show prep, to where the headline is, cops are raiding homes of innocent people based only on IP addresses. And what it is, it's the people that are actually running the Tor exit nodes.
Mm-hmm.
All of the bad stuff is coming out through this exit node, and it's looking like they're, doing all the naughty things.
Right.
And that would give a police officer probable cause to get a warrant. But
Well, once you somehow have that information in the first place, because you can't just go...
Well, no, what he's saying is the cops would have the information of, hey, somebody's, posting child pornography or, assassination
plots.
Coming
from IP address, XYZ.12.
Right, and then they go there.
That just happens to be Melanie's IP address, but you're not doing the stuff. You're running the Tor exit node. So
how would they get, legally, how would they... I don't see how they're, unless they have
They would set up a site like they did with the Playpen site, the child porn
site. Their site, okay.
They would take it over or something like that, and then everybody who goes to that site. Now, you're talking about the ClearNet, because the exit nodes are what comes out of Tor. So what's in Tor are the hidden sites, and then the times you are, if you're using Tor and you go to a regular internet website on Tor, you will be anonymized to that website. They won't know who you are.
And if
they will
running,
have the IP of the exit node, which could be handed over to police.
And if you're running a relay node, nobody has any clue who you are.
In theory, right?
Well, right. Even if you're not on an exit node, if you're just on the dark web on Tor, even if they were to somehow consider that PC, which they're not getting, they'd have to have something else. If Tor is, I don't want to say unbreakable, but to the extent that it is unbreakable, you can have a warrant all day long. If you can't hack into it, the warrant's not doing you any good. If they can't get in, they can't get in.
Well, what I'm wondering about is my house going to get raided if I've used Tor?
Are you running an exit node?
I guess I am. I'm still kind of new to this.
You guess you are? It's unlikely that...
That's not something that you accidentally do.
Right, yeah. You don't just... Okay. Just by running Tor does not mean you're running an exit node. You have to go through specific steps in order to run an exit node. You have to, know what you're doing, basically. So I highly suspect you are not running an exit node. If you are just using the Tor browser... they call it the Tor browser bundle. That's what you download. It makes it really easy to use. So if you're just using that, then odds are good that nobody's going to know necessarily. However, you should be aware that the FBI does have a way of breaking the anonymity of Tor. It's believed that they're doing it through the browser, some sort of bug in the Firefox browser that they're using for the Tor browser. So the belief is that Tor is not broken, but the browser they're using for their browser bundle does have some sort of bug in it.
Then they were still only able to do that through websites they were running, right? Because that was my understanding of what
That's
I read.
Correct.
So, if you're just on the dark web, if you're not on a website that the FBI or the feds are running, right?
That's the thing. You don't know if you're on an FBI honeypot website or not. And so, honeypot being the term to attract people to, whatever it is that might be illegal. In
like the
case of the FBI, they took over a website called Playpen. back in, I think it was 2015. They ran that site. It was a child pornography website, a very popular one. They ran that site for a two-week time frame. And in that two-week time frame, they gathered IP address information as well as other details about the computers that were accessing that site. And it's so far unknown exactly how they went about doing that.
We'll see.
The case, there has been a case in which there's been like 200 cases nearly of people who were arrested because of this particular hack that the FBI pulled off. And in one of the cases, the judge threw out the evidence in the case that the FBI had gathered because the FBI would not turn over to the defense for discovery details about their hack. So the FBI thought it was so important to protect their hack that they were willing to scuttle the case entirely in order to protect it because they didn't want to reveal what their secret was.
I'm actually not convinced that that's why they wouldn't turn it over. But also the other possibility that I think we have to consider is that that's not actually what happened either. Because I know that there are
ways not what happened?
That they actually got not hacked Tor, but they actually hacked the system because
they believe it's a browser exploit.
Right. But,
if you have Java turned on Tor, one, it's not smart, but two, that is a way to exploit.
Because there's ways to make Tor not work, basically. And then we don't know that they got real IP addresses. They could just have an IP list of people they don't like, and said these are the hits to play.
They've made hundreds of arrests off of this. If what you're saying is that this is all BS and that they don't actually have a hack.
I'm not saying it was. It could be, since they're not releasing how they did it. It could be. It also could have been just a list of people who used Tor improperly, and so it wasn't actually functioning.
Well, the FBI still hasn't said exactly how they found the server that Ross Ulbricht was using when they wound up,
server
because a magical fairy came down and told them where it is. That makes as much sense as the BS story that the FBI came up with that does not work with the way computers operate.
Well, right, but obviously Ross Ulbricht actually exists. We don't know that about these other sites. And, there's one that we have really good reason to believe wasn't real. So,
all right, hold that thought. Jeff, I want to hold on to you here. If you got more to say, we'll bring you back here. We'll continue the discussion in hour number two. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It sounded like his question was, is he safe to use Tor? My answer is, I don't know about that at this point. And the Tor people don't even yet know what this exploit is. Melanie, you're saying it might not even be real. I don't know about that either.
Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.